This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget. God accepting me, and we're at part 28 today. And we continue our study into Ephesians, the first chapter. And today we're at verse 7. Let us remind ourselves of yesterday's message. From verse 6, so we praise God for the glorious grace He has poured out on us who belong to His dear Son. Verse 7 says this, He is so rich in kindness and grace that He purchased our freedom with the blood of His Son and forgave our sins. Oh boy, there's so much in that. So much in that. He is so rich in kindness and grace that He purchased our freedom with the blood of His Son and forgave our sins. I often say this, you know, you could just easily just whip over that and go on to the next verse without actually taking into consideration what the Lord is saying to us. Yesterday we discovered something amazing about grace. Grace being the love of God shown to the unlovely. The peace of God given to the restless and the unmerited favor of God upon our lives. And Paul goes on. He's so rich in kindness and grace. I don't need to talk about grace so much today because I did a whole exegesis, a whole study in grace on yesterday's program. And just so that you know, if you ever want to listen back to any of the messages here on Worship Radio 247, either the Daily Devotional or the Hour One Nugget, all you've got to do is go to podbean.com/worshipradio247.com. It's as simple as that. Or just go to Podbean, the main site, and search for Worship Radio 247, and you will be able to see over 960 messages that are there as podcasts. Because we're coming up to our sixth birthday, I've delivered 960 odd messages on different things. And I give all the glory to our Lord Jesus Christ. God is so rich in kindness and grace that He did something amazing for you and I. He purchased our freedom with the blood of His Son. He bought it. He purchased it. Turn with me real quick to Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. And also, let's look from verse 1 and see what it says. It says, But now, O Jacob, listen to the Lord who created you. O Israel, the one who formed you says, Do not be afraid, for I have ransomed you. I've called you by name. You are mine. We see in verse 7 of Ephesians, the first chapter, that He's so rich in kindness and grace that He purchased our freedom with the blood of His Son. And Isaiah is foretelling this in the 43rd chapter and verse 1. Do not be afraid, for I have ransomed you. I've called you by name. You are mine. I'm going to carry on. It says this, when you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through the rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt as a ransom for your freedom. I gave Ethiopia Sabre in your place. Others were given in exchange for you. I traded their lives for yours because you are precious to me. You are honored. And I love you. Such incredible, powerful words. God is telling us through the prophet Isaiah that we have been bought and paid for. The ransom has been paid. Satan has gone to Almighty God and said, you got to do something. If you want your children back, you're going to have to do something. And so God sent Jesus. As Galatians, the 4th chapter and verse 4 says, when the time was ripe, God sent his son Jesus to die a cruel death on the cross at Calvary. He purchased our freedom with the blood of his son and forgave our sins. We've been bought and paid for. Is this not an amazing message? Is this not incredible? And that's why this series is called God Accepting Me. Not God accepted me, or God will accept me, but God accepting me. It's happening right now. He continues to accept you because he loves you that much. And if you look at this scripture, you can see just how much he loves you. If you look at the scripture in Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, verses 1 through 4, you can see very clearly how much he loves you. Perhaps you're feeling in a situation that you're stuck and you can't get out of the problem that you are facing. I told you yesterday and the day before, I'm facing all sorts of problems. Family problems that are very painful. And actually, in 2 weeks' time, 2 weeks today, I won't be here on Worship Radio 247 because I have to go to court to fight for the rights of my children and grandchildren. It's a civil case, but I am in court, and I would love your prayer. But I know that I know that I know that God has got this. The Lord has told me not even to concern myself about it, but to leave it in his hands. God is telling me this constantly, and he keeps on telling me. How? By scriptures like this. By the fact that I have the honor to bring you these scriptures. Martin Luther, the reformist, in the 16th century said these words. We preach most that which we need to learn the most. And those words are so true. Because as I bring you a message, every single time I bring you a message, whether it be on television, whether it be on Worship Radio 247, whether it be live in a church setting, the Lord is always talking to me. Always. And today he's talking to me and he's saying, my son, I've got this. I've given you a lion's heart. I have given you the heart of my son David. Therefore know that I will never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you. I will never depart from you. And I have got this. He is so rich in kindness and grace. Right there, when God is speaking to me in this way, and I know he's talking to your hearts right now in this way, I know it, I sense it, I feel it. I can feel the Lord whispering in your ear, beloved child, I have got this. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. Whatever it is, God has got this. Why? Because he is so rich in kindness and in grace. Say that with me. Because he is so rich in kindness and grace. Say it again. Because he is so rich in kindness and grace. And the truth is that he purchased our freedom with the blood of his son. And what else did he do? He did something that was unheard of. He forgave our sins. You see, way back in the time of Moses, sins weren't forgiven. They were covered. They were covered by the priests, the Levites. Those sins were covered, but they had to be paid for by a spotless goat or a spotless lamb. Whatever it was, they had to be paid for, and they were never forgiven. They were covered. But now Jesus comes, and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ prevails. And not only that, he forgives our sins. They are gone. As far as the east is from the west, they are gone. I checked this out not that long ago. I went to Almighty God and said, Father, I am so sorry for this. And I started to name these things that were still on my heart. And the Lord said, I don't know what you're talking about. Excuse me? I don't know what you mean. Because those sins aren't covered, they're forgiven, they're gone. And therefore, why was I bringing it up yet again? I know why. Because Satan was saying, you haven't been forgiven for that. What about that? No, that was too bad. No, you've not been forgiven for that. That little voice in the ear that sounds like God, but it isn't, because it's not full of love. What it is full of condemnation. And therefore, we know that he purchased our freedom with the blood of his son, and he forgave our sins. Your sins are forgiven. If you turn to Almighty God and say, Lord, forgive me. But there's a little addendum to this contract. There's a little caveat, if you will. And that caveat is that you need to forgive those you need to forgive. There is no choice. None whatsoever. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us, says the Lord when he teaches us to pray the Lord's Prayer. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. God is going to forgive instantly as long as we forgive. I'm going to ask you this question. Do you need to forgive someone today? right now. You don't need to do it with your emotion. Forget your emotion. You need to do it with your will. Father, I forgive Nigel with my will. In the name of Jesus, forgive me for my sins. It's done. It's a done deal. If you need to forgive someone now with your will, just say these words with me, real quick. Father, I forgive, say the name of the person, with my will. And I ask you now, in the name of Jesus, forgive me and wash me clean. Amen and amen. It's done. So therefore that verse leaps into life, doesn't it? He is so rich in kindness and grace that he purchased our freedom with the blood of his Son and forgave our sins. Thank you, Jesus. Just say thank you to the Lord. Say thank you for what he has done, because, beloved, he is amazing. Amen and amen.